I'm Colton Underwood, and you're listening to Two Bros in a Rose.
You're listening to Two Bros in a Rose.
Welcome back to another edition of Two Bros in a Rose. I'm Brandon Smith, talking to you from Charlotte, North Carolina. One bro this evening, no Brandon Pope. He is, who knows what, doing his thing. So I am joined by, with Romney Mills in the Atlanta area. One rose, one bro. That's how we're going to rock today, Romney. What's good? How are you living?
Nothing, man. It's been raining for 2 days in Atlanta. So hopefully tomorrow the sun comes out. But that's
it's a couple of sad girl days. Is that, I mean, is that what that means for you? You just kicking it?
I'm not sad, but I would like the sun to come out.
Okay. Fair enough. So you just ordered a couple of pints of Jenny's to your crib then, so you don't have to get out and move too much, right?
That's a good idea. That might be what I do.
I've already, I was working from home today. So that means I watched I watched Love is Blind.
I haven't watched the last episode yet. I came home from work today and tried to watch it, but I'm still using my mom's Netflix account.
Oh, yeah. Look at y'all.
And I had it set like...
She trying to watch it now, too. Dang, why are you trying to lock her off?
You know where you can say, like, you're traveling. It was working for me the last 3 weeks, but I came home today and it was like, this is not your household.
It's okay. That's what happened because I was in Phoenix over like part of last week, and the people that used it here in Charlotte, they could still use it. We were using it in both places. Like the disclaimer thing came up, but it still let us go through. Like, I don't know, like tricked the system for a minute, but maybe like, is it some travel thing where it doesn't necessarily pick you up or whatever?
I think I tricked it for too long.
Okay.
It didn't even give me the option today to say that I was traveling.
Oh, dang.
I was traveling. So I got to figure out how I'm going to watch this because I'm not starting a Netflix account. I had my own Netflix account, but I just wasn't watching it enough. It's like I'm not paying $20 for this.
Don't they still have like free month or free 7 days?
No, they don't even do free trials anymore.
Oh, nah. Damn.
That's
all right. Well, stay off TikTok.
Stay off social media. Mom's Netflix account. I can't use my mom's Netflix account. Nah. That's crazy.
Capitalism.
Exactly. Like, if you're broke, just say that. God.
Oh, man.
I watched last week's episodes.
But I think we had already talked about that. I don't know. No, I guess because it was already after the fact. Because it was just the weddings. It's only one episode. And it was just the weddings. And, I can't. I really can't wait till you watch because.
Well, I gotta figure out how I'm gonna do that.
Yo, black people, man, black people. So to Bachelor, I saw the. You saw the updated standings.
The Fantasy League, yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm on my way.
How you feeling?
Y'all better watch out.
Let's see. I knew it. If
I don't want once before.
I mean, for people that are in the league, I'm sure y'all know where you already stand. You guys already looked by now. But Romney, for those that aren't in the league, Romney won the league the inaugural year. And now she's been lurking outside the top five. Or the second year, I think he was in the top five most of the time.
Maybe I lost. Zach's season, I did pretty bad.
Okay. So this season, you've been lurking just outside the top five. And then I see that you are tied for third now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess we could just go right into the show then. So did you have Maria out then?
Yes.
Oh, you did.
I said this last week on the podcast. I said Maria's going home.
Well,
she
went home. So you're not surprised at all, even after watching how stuff played out.
I don't know. I think, let me gather my thoughts on Maria. I don't know. I think after watching the episode, like, it was kind of clear that, like, she wasn't it for him.
So, okay, so once once they did the whole dad thing and him saying that, like, I can't be with somebody who's basically saying, like, I need their parents slash father to, basically validate me if I choose their daughter. And the dad was like, yeah, actually, if you do choose her and she chooses you, all that stuff, like, I'd be down for that. I was like, oh shit, okay, this is actually going to happen. I was like, okay, I definitely thought this is going to be a deal. And then I thought she gave him the kiss of death. Maybe it was the love you at the end. I don't know why she actually said that. I guess it's not I love you just like that, but she could have still said that at the end, or maybe she knew she was about to get. But even if she was saying goodbye, I mean, even if she got eliminated, she still could have said that. But maybe it looks better if you say it beforehand, then you get to play the damsel in distress type of thing. If you the last word you say to him, and then he still lets you go.
I think that Joey knew their relationship wasn't going anywhere last time, but when she was like, I'm gonna leave, when she threatened to leave, I think that's when he checked out.
He had plenty of more times to check out before then. Like,
Yeah, but this was the final straw. And doesn't he in this episode say, like, I feel like me and Maria take one step forward and two steps back? Like, I think he knows. I think he knew that it wasn't her before he even met her family. And like the last ditch effort at the end, I think he just already knew. So there was nothing she could have said that would have changed his mind.
Now, that was some man shit right there. I feel like men be doing the haymakers like that when a girl about to do something, and you just hit her with "I love you,"
I
and then
love
she,
you.
yeah, and then she, she's stunned by that. That she just she malfunctions, and
It
then you
happened to
got
me
her.
before. It happened to me before. I was like, what are you talking about?
And you
Oh,
switch it up, huh? Oh,
no.
you stay strong.
And to this day, he'll still be like, because we're friends now. He'll be
Yeah,
like, I was like,
that's where we like to keep you, Rodney. Just right there in the friends, just in case.
he was like, I told you I loved you and you just didn't say anything. I said, yeah, I was shocked. Why would you say that to me?
Rodney, we don't be just letting that word go out just all crazy. Like, if we saying that, I mean, maybe we do, but when we say it, we expect a positive response, not a just a blank stare at what you're saying.
Well, that's what he got.
Who had better eyes, Joey or Maria's dad?
Joey, I think. I
He's
think
still Joey, huh?
Maria's dad's eyes, like, he kind of got a little age in him.
But
Which
his eyes are like greenish color too. I could see how he could be mesmerizing as a younger man.
well, it's the face that they're on. I'm not looking at it as
Oh,
he could
okay.
be
You can't.
cute.
You're not getting lost in the eyes.
He could have been cute when he was younger. That's not what I'm seeing
Got
when
you,
I'm
got you.
looking in.
Okay. All right. So I wrote down when Joey, and I guess you probably maybe answered it earlier when Joey said, after he let her go, I think he said this to her. Yeah, I think he says it's the amount of doubts that I have, and I was trying to think, like, what doubts did he have? I would ask. I mean, maybe she did ask, but I'm guessing just the week prior when she. But when she like switched up, but I don't know what other doubts he had aside from that we were showing on camera.
I don't know. I just think they don't like each other that much. Like, they obviously like each other, but I think it's clear that, like, he has stronger connections with the other three women. Like, even with their goodbye, it wasn't even super emotional. Like, at one point, I thought he wasn't even gonna walk her out.
She knows what time it is now. It's bachelorette time. I mean,
I hope so.
I haven't seen any spoilers, but I think they are out there now. At least I feel like I've seen some posts that have talked about it. So I'm not, when I say it and when we talk about this, we're not saying it from a spoiler perspective because we are
I don't.
spoiler free. So, but it just seems, I mean, come on. If out of those four, who's gonna be able to lead a franchise or lead a show? It's definitely gonna be her.
I
Yeah,
saw
okay. Go
somebody
ahead.
on TikTok had the idea that they tried to do two bachelorettes.
Oh, here we go.
Listen, 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 though. Listen, though. I liked the idea in the moment. She said they try to do two bachelorettes again, learn from the past, and get each woman their own group of guys. And it could be like a fire and ice season, like sweet and spicy season. No, you're not.
So wait, are you saying it'd be like, oh, like if it was like Maria and like Daisy?
Yeah.
Like, dang, look at you pit women against each other.
I just said give them their own women.
I guess Maria with
Their
anybody
own man.
would be, I guess Maria would be fire with, she would be the person that would be fire. I thought you were gonna say they're gonna split this two bachelorettes and one of them is gonna be like Maria and the other one was gonna be a golden bachelorette. I'm gonna say, oh hell no.
No,
No.
no,
Absolutely not.
no, with one of the other ones this season.
I saw that one of those. I saw that those women are going to be in the next episode. My man, let the woman rest.
Kris Jenner is working.
Yeah, she is.
Kris Jenner
She,
in real
you know,
life.
she not turning out any checks.
She's not.
She not turning out any opportunity to pop up anywhere.
Kris Jenner is working. I like it.
Another thing I want to say about this is, yo, when they was watching his home movies, and why the whole family outside peeking out the window?
Is looking at their girl.
Why not? Come on,
I
can
think they
we
like Joey, and they're
put
like,
the blinds down? What are we doing? Why is it eight people in the windows watching everything? That was
like,
insane.
we need this camera time. We gotta get every.
Was such a goofy scene, boy. Like, yo, why don't y'all just come outside? Shit, like y'all might as well be come
Right?
outside.
You're the music.
Oh man! All right, can I go? Listen, I'm about to. You don't have to be a part of this rant I'm about to go on. I'm about to talk about Daisy,
Okay, go ahead.
and I'm done with her. I'm done with this.
Why?
I'm done. Okay. As soon as she said that they're on their family's Christmas farm, I was like, all right, this all makes sense. Like, Christmas is her favorite holiday. Just she's like a little child. Like, she's like in this fairy tale land. She,
A Hallmark movie. Yeah.
yes, she, I, I'm not, she's just too, yes, polished, Hallmarky. I'm done with the Daisy experiment. Like, she seems like a great girl if that's what you're into, but I feel like I could text her with a scam and she'd re and I could get money from her. Like, what am I missing with her? Like, this is the accurate description, right? Or am I just being too hard?
No, I told you I had to rewatch the episode. I
Yeah.
rewatched Hometown and Kelsey Ace Hometown
Okay.
because I already had my thoughts submitted on the other two. But I was just watching Daisy's Hometown, and I was just like, something about her is just bothering me. Like, I don't know if it's the way she speaks, or like when she was talking to her friends, and she started like she wasn't crying, but she was talking like she was crying, like Chelsea from Love Is Blind. Like,
Yeah.
and then she
Yes.
did it with I don't know. I don't want to like talk about her. Like, because I know she can't hear, so like maybe it's an emotional experience
But she
for
can.
her. When she was like, Harrison's voice sounds like Harrison.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
And
Why?
like, I felt so bad for that because that dialogue was like so forced. She's like, "Hey, how's college?" And he's like, "It's pretty cool. It's different or something." I'm like, "Man, what is this conversation?"
I think one thing about her that bothers me is the way she speaks. Because I was like, just then when she was telling Joey she's falling in love with him. The
Yeah.
way she says it is like she talks with ellipses. Yeah.
Yes. Like,
So,
am I supposed to say something or is
right.
it
Like,
more
are you
there?
doing
Yeah, are you?
dramatic pause? Like, what are we doing? Like, speak. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Is this something about a woman that I don't about her that I don't feel like she has like any type of street smarts? Like, not even like real like street
Probably never
smarts.
need again.
But just like basic common sense outside of, she just seems very sheltered. I don't like what I think about her just in the real world. I don't know. I'm shocked that she's survived this long.
Well, no, you were saying earlier that you think Joey is a mark, so I mean,
Well,
Just two marks.
Two marks. What? Okay. Oh, I think I was gonna bring up. I don't know if it was in Daisy's thing. No, it was actually Nora and Kelsey A's thing, but just as overarching. Yo, the families, and I mean, I know we are aware of this, but I just want to still touch on this, that the families that I guess to that point of hometowns, the families haven't talked to the contestants for 6 weeks. I feel like that's cap. Like at all. Like
I don't know.
no text, like just hey, we're coming for hometowns, be ready. I almost find it unbelievable that they don't have any contact with your immediate family for 6 weeks. I think I said months at the beginning. 6 weeks. That just, I don't know. That email, nothing.
I don't know. I
Is a bachelor, is a producer texting from your phone saying at least, hey, they good, or the only reason you would hear from me is if we're coming for hometowns or if I get eliminated. Like I just, it doesn't track to me. Would you say?
Or if there was an emergency.
Or if emergency, it just doesn't track for me that I wouldn't hear from you for 6 weeks. Nothing. Nothing at all.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never even thought about it. I just thought they didn't have their phones.
Oh man. All right. Yeah, that's just somebody that knows more than me about how this works. Y'all gotta put me on game if this is actually what they mean when they say that. But I mean, we could talk about Kelsey A because that's the one who brought it up. But yeah, her dad was like the dad, siblings, they were saying that. And I was like, wait, what, really? That's just crazy to me. I noticed that their house, that I feel like that was an Airbnb. I didn't see no family pics. That shit
I
looked
didn't
hella
think it was their house.
staged.
There was a bar. I was like, no way they have this in their house.
It looked kind of downtownish. And I'm like, look, I know like one of those, well, not downtowns, but just one of those like ritzier neighborhoods in New Orleans. I'm like, I mean, maybe they got it like that, but I also know that sometimes they don't be actually going to their real houses and they'll be at the neighbor's house or a family friend's or yeah, just staging another house.
Yeah, I didn't even. At one point, I was watching. I didn't even think it was a home. I thought it was like, I don't know what I thought it was. It didn't look like it was a home.
All right, so yeah, all right, so Kelsey A, like they did all the New Orleans. So at the beginning of the day, I think I had it on mute. Were they up? But I was like going my bingo card for New Orleans. Did they have beignets? Was that what he was eating?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I knew they were just gonna do the end of the day, then the band doing the Saints Go Marching and shit. I was
Line.
like, that you got to any time it's New Orleans, you got to. That's on the bingo card for sure. All right, so where are
He's
you
very
standing?
Princess and the Frog.
What'd you say?
He's very Princess and the Frog.
Oh my God, yes, very much so. Okay, I also had this part on mute too, so help me out here. What were they saying about that the bride in the park getting pictures taken?
Joey was like, how does it make you feel seeing that?
Okay.
She was like, I don't know, it's just crazy. Like that could be me in a few weeks. And then that was kind of it.
How does that make you feel? What, Joey? Come on, man.
How does it make you feel seeing that?
Oh, man.
That could be in the cards for me in a few weeks.
Man. Yeah, you're just gonna be in the park taking engagement photos. Yeah. All right, so this is heavy on the mom, heavy on the family, heavy on the mom. You feeling this? I mean, I guess we haven't really talked about who's second, right? I mean, if we all believe Daisy is first, who is
After
it?
watching the episode, I don't know if Daisy is it anymore.
Okay. So what are you
Because
thinking, Kelsey?
when she tells him she's falling in love with him, you might not notice this, but if you go back and watch it, he does like a gulp. Like he
Wait,
gulps.
when Daisy said that?
Yes.
Oh shit. Yeah.
And I've noticed like Joey wears all of his feelings on his face. And
Man,
when she
you be all in his face, damn.
I watch attentively. He wears all his feelings on his face. When she said that, he was like, oh God. Like, you can look at his face and he was like, oh my God. Oh no.
Oh man.
Oh
All
no.
right. So you don't think so, are you, I mean, I know we haven't talked about Rachel yet, but do you think Kelsey's one or do you think it's
It
Rachel?
might be Kelsey
Okay,
because
okay.
he just, I don't know. He seems a lot happier with her than he does with Daisy. But I also think, I don't think Daisy, I think he likes Daisy more than she likes him. But he likes
Oh
Kelsey.
yeah, that has to be a thing. Yeah, I mean, this is the first man ever that's seen her with her implant, so her nose wide open. Like she.
No, I think he likes her more
Oh
than I
wait,
like him.
why?
Because I think the re so
Then why would he go up then?
I just no, listen. I just watched the hometown.
Okay.
And so she says that she's having trouble opening up. And her family says, oh my gosh, like you usually, like you're really big on feelings, you're able to open up, blah, blah, blah. And what if the reason she can't open up is because she just doesn't like him that much?
It's no way. It's literally no way. That cannot be the situation here.
She went into the hometown. She said, I'm confused. I need to know how my family feels.
So
I need to talk to my
you think she the one writing that note? We need to talk.
don't I think so. Her or Rachel. It's not Kelsey. Kelsey is good. I
Yo, once you bring out the family photos of the mom that passed away, look, Joey, you th that's a tough pull after that, homeboy. That
it
nah, man, I can't just be sharing my passed away parent with you, and then nah, you got to button this thing up right now.
is.
You got to lock this
When
thing down.
he's saying goodbye to her dad, he says, I'll see you soon.
Okay, well, hang on. Let's back up because I don't know. I think you were on a lot more last season. Didn't we talk about this with old dude? He was doing that to somebody's family. He was like said that to basically all three of their families, and he ain't come back.
Maybe.
It Zach? That was last season, right? Or who's the last bachelor? Damn, I don't even know.
Zach? It was
Okay.
Zach because Charity came from Zach's season. And then.
Okay. Oh no, wait. Okay, yeah. Zach was out here just basically telling everybody, every family, yo, we'll catch up later. See you next time. I was like, yo, hold up, you can't just be telling. Oh no, I know what I'm talking about. The Golden Bachelor, what old dude? He was telling everybody's family that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he was. And I
Gary.
think that's just an old people thing.
No, he
I'll
that
see you
was
next time.
you can't tell the grandkids that. That's nasty work. And the daughters. And the nah, that Gary was sick for that. He was telling family that he had seen them again. Damn, I'm sorry, I put that on Zach's jacket. That was Gary. That Gary was the nasty boy there. Yeah, that was sick. That was sick what Gary was doing, man. All right, but you believe Joey's see you later.
He didn't say it to anybody else. He said it to Daisy, but he didn't say it to Daisy's dad.
Okay. All right. Fair
And he
enough.
definitely didn't say it to Maria's family. He's not gonna get shot. She'll be home later. She'll be home in a few weeks.
All right. So you feeling that? All right, Rachel. Yo, two things I found funny. One, they was like, "Nah, we don't get the budget to go to Hawaii." Sorry. And two, they really brought this man to the cookout. Like for real, for real. Dang, Romney, when you go roll up the red carpet like that for a man, just have everybody there one swoop to the family reunion. You ain't brought nobody to the family reunion yet, or have you?
Have brought somebody to my family
Oh
reunion.
shit.
Actually, when
Oh
was
sh oh shit.
I ain't brought nobody to my family reunion since high school
Oh,
for a
okay.
reason.
Nah,
Because
that don't count then. That
it's
don't
too many
count.
kids.
That don't count.
It does count.
No, it don't count. I need you to bring somebody post high school their family reunion, and that's where we really can see the dynamic.
Well,
Just
I've
leave
been
him.
trying to. It's not like I ain't wanted to. It's hard. The dating pool is bad out here.
Man, At least once a week, I see something on the internet, and I know I don't need to take the internet as what's actually happening in the world, in the streets, and things like that. But I be looking at the internet, and I be seeing some things that dudes be doing, black dudes be doing. I'm like, God damn, these women out here. I be feeling so bad for black women, like super bad.
It's hell out here. I'm trying. It's not because I haven't wanted to bring somebody to my funeral. I just haven't had anybody to bring.
I be feeling so bad. I be feeling so bad for black women that be wanting to date black dudes. I'm like, yo, what is wrong with these young dudes? These dudes be out here wilding,
I don't know
and even
what
some dudes.
to
I mean, dudes more my age, we a little bit more buttoned up, but I still be seeing dudes, and even
Well, you
not.
should be more buttoned up by
I
now.
mean, we should be, yes, but even I see a dude's a little bit younger than me still acting a fool a little bit. I'm like, yo, what is happening?
They think
Like,
they have all the time in the world, and they don't.
yeah, and I think the internet's the worst thing that happened to black men. Social media, I think it is. I feel like I sound super conservative. I should never say that out loud again, huh?
It's recorded now.
I know.
It's on tape.
It's on tape, but I didn't mean it a conservative way. I meant it in a to help our black women way. We just be out here. We listen to the wrong stuff. Just
Yeah, you are.
yes, just very bad habits.
Kevin Samuels. It's just so many bad people out
It's just
here.
so many bad podcasts that
Effectively.
yeah, just need the y'all just out here be putting them in your stories and stuff like that. I'm like, oh no, dog, what are you doing?
It's bad.
All right, back to Rachel and the cookout. What'd your takeaway here with them?
I think him and Rachel should just be friends.
Friend vibes, huh?
I don't see it for them. Like, they look like they go on a, they would, if they met in real life, like they'll go on a couple dates and be like, yeah, this isn't it. We should just be friends.
Damn, no connection. Not even when they did that little,
I mean,
that
I've seen
that
it.
tradition. Not, go ahead.
I saw it
Early,
at the wedding group date.
yeah, early, yeah.
I saw it on their one-on-one, but seeing them now.
Okay, but okay. How about this? How to play devil's advocate? You can't really get the sultry eyes and the stuff like that in front of all the family, right? Yeah, I mean, maybe she had a whole. What'd she say?
That's not even what it takes. It just looks like they look like they have a good connection platonically. They just are like friends
Dang.
who kiss sometimes.
Not even the cultural dance got it. Made you feel anything? Eating the pig's ear? I mean,
I
that was
think the
it.
problem is I just see it more for
Got
Kelsey.
you. Okay. So if Chelsea didn't exist, you would Kelsey, Chelsea. If Kelsey didn't exist, you would go Rachel, or you still think Daisy?
Day.
You'd go Daisy.
Yeah.
Dang. Then they really are on friend vibes.
They really are. Go back and watch it.
I mean,
Minute of our
it's just so funny how our viewing, how we watch the same thing and just
and
see
see
different things.
what did you see?
I wasn't overly, I mean, to your point, I mean, it was just too much family in there for me to feel like
There
it
was a
was
lot of people there.
to feel any type of romance or romantic or any type of fire or anything like that. It's just too much families around. I'm like, man, get them out of here, man. I need it. What y'all feeling? Like, y'all out here performing, especially him. You gotta do, he out here kissing babies and shit, like letting them cheat
In cornhole.
and cornhole. Like, what are we doing? He can't even say, yo, get back. Who the daddy? Like, get your kid. Rachel's mom or Rachel's sister, come get your son. Like, yo.
Come get your son.
Like that is a position I would never really want to be in, is with like 20 family members and me. Nah, that's just too overwhelming. Off the first day, off the first rip, like meeting the family, that's insane. No. And I'm a minority? Oh, hell no. Nah. Nope. I mean, a minority to them? In that space, I'm a minority. Nah. Nope.
I just think they should be friends. I think her parents have valid concerns, but it honestly doesn't even matter because it's not.
Oh yeah, that was the other thing. Yo, moms was super shook up. She, mom's, yeah. She, oh, damn, I forget the line. She said, oh, she's like, I wish him the best, but I wish you more the best, or some shit like that,
Yeah, something like that. But it's like, yeah, he's cool, but I'm more worried about you. Yeah.
bring your ass home. Like,
Yeah. Be back in Hawaii by tonight.
oh man, I mean, that dynamic is like fascinating to me too. It's just like a non-American family, like, you know, the stereotype of just them being like immigrants' family, just being more strict and stuff like that, and like they don't got no time for none of this dating bullshit. Like, I'm surprised they had that
No.
many people there. Like, I thought they would have boycotted that shit.
Daisy had her whole family there. Daisy,
Yes.
when she was like, my grandma's here, my grandpa, I'm like, dang, she is listing a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, man. The white people bring them out, boy. They, but yeah, I was shocked. I mean, I was shocked that Rachel had her whole ass family there. I was like, God damn, that.
But it was her mom's side. It wasn't her dad.
Okay. Got you, got you.
There weren't any black people there.
Yeah, they more westernized than the mom side, the dad side. They not fucking with this. All right, so where do we stand here? Or I guess you told me where you stood. You
Only
think Kelsey's in
concern,
the lead now?
yes, but my only concern with Kelsey A is that she, both of her parents were police officers. So I
wait,
need to
wait,
see
wait,
her
wait.
voting
Well,
for
one
them.
of wait, Kelsey, one the mom's wait, did the dad remarry?
No, both of her parents were police officers.
Oh, her mom was a police officer.
Yes.
Okay. And her dad is now.
I don't know if he is now, but she said that they were both police officers.
He probably some type of detective or the security now or something. Interesting. I did not catch that. Damn. So they definitely don't like, well, not they, but his dad might feel a way about that, about Joey's social media habits
Oh.
in the White House.
Can his dads come to our wedding? Are they allowed?
Man, the Joey dad thing, I'm so mad this isn't explored more. Like, if Joey was a black lead, if that was a black dude, they'd have his dad, they would have been doing jail calls from jail with the black daddy. Like, no, we gonna get him in this show.
The way they
Like,
brought Matt James's dad on.
yeah, man, they got that man off of parole to go wherever they was at. Like, come on, man. Yeah, I don't like how they're not talking about this. Like, I it's well, okay, so there's so as our fantasy suites back. Oh no, they're in Tulum, right? Damn, so they don't ever meet the Leeds family. What am I? I'm
No,
bugging right now.
they meet them in Mexico.
Oh yeah, they bring their family
They,
there.
yeah,
Oh,
they bring them.
okay. Got you. All right, so we about to have the uncle that's gonna start to be the main character again.
Right,
Because if the
dumb.
dad not there again, because isn't his dad's gay, right? Isn't that what we know?
His dad is gay.
Yeah. His dad's gay. Okay. I couldn't remember exactly what it was. I thought, okay, yeah. Yeah, man. We gotta come on now. Let's bring him here. Let's meet his mother. I don't even remember. All I remember is his uncle. That's
Yeah.
was his mom in those episodes.
He was hating. That uncle was a hater.
Yeah, he was hating on
Not
Charity.
bringing you not bringing this black girl home.
Oh man, that was sick work, man. That was sick work. All right, so we're in Tulum. All right, so you got Kelsey up top, then Daisy, then Rachel. Oh, wait, Rachel,
Yes.
right? Yeah, Rachel.
Yes, right
And
now.
I mean, I still think this is Daisy's to lose. I mean, I guess I'm being selfish because the only reason I want her to win is because I don't want her them to even consider making her bachelorette. Right, so that's the only reason. Yeah, I don't, because I don't want it to come off as insensitive because it wasn't when it was told. But we have a friend of the show that talked, that traced the messages with about Daisy and that possibility of being bachelorette, and basically she was just saying, like, just because of that, like, that that tick with her, not like tick with her, like having that challenge of hearing that I think they would think that was just too hard for it to overcome.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, so and she's like, it's aside from like her not having the greatest personality and things like that, there I was like, I think they would struggle. The show would struggle with like having to maybe like reshoot some stuff and just whatever challenges Daisy would have. I mean, she's overwhelmed with just one man. I can't even imagine her being with 30. Like she, with this, yeah. I don't know how well she would thrive in that. But yeah. All right. Yeah. So that's yeah. But selfishly, I hope Daisy wins. Kelsey and Rachel, man, whatever. Flip a coin.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be between Maria and Daisy for Bachelorette. Like, we don't know anything about Rachel and Kelsey. If Daisy was,
Nah.
we don't know,
Nah.
except Kelsey's mom passed away. Like, we don't know anything about Rachel at all.
Nothing at all. At all. All right. And then oh wait, and you think are you standing in, you think Daisy wrote the note?
We need to talk. Yes.
That's probably not even her hand. That's probably a
Need to
producer's
go
hand.
back and look at the previews to see what color the hand is.
Yeah, no, they be doing some real funny stuff with the editing. All right, we got a few minutes left. Any last words? Anything else you need to get off your chest about this? Any love is blind thing up until
Oh my
the
God,
latest
I have.
episode? We got about
Chelsea
I've
is
got a couple
too
minutes.
much. Chelsea is too much. I don't like the way
They
she's
are
speaking.
both too much. But
Chelsea,
she is a lot.
for her to make me root for Jimmy, like that just says a lot. Like, I'm rooting for Jimmy. Please.
Yo, they brought everybody to that lake house. I was dying.
Except for Kenneth and Brittany.
Except yeah, well, Kim's got kids to teach, all right? Brittany said, fuck all this. She'd have drowned that man if he
Right.
She'd have threw his phone in the lake. Yo, that and oh, real quick, AD and old girl with that scene that when they were having that discussion. Yo, that shit was so funny to me. Just how AD, just how it was just on camera like that, and they were trying to be polite but assertive and shit like that. That really made me laugh.
And then they just hopped on the jet skis. Please. Oh my gosh. You guys deserve it.
So I think I saw that the next episode, I guess it's the reunion. I don't know how they do this. Do they do like eight reunions, or is it just one reunion and the show's finally over? Or do they do like part one, part two, part three, part eight?
This is my first time watching,
Oh yeah,
so.
this is okay.
And at this point, I gotta figure out how I'm gonna watch it, so.
Yeah, fair. Well, I saw it's next Wednesday at like 9 p.m. Haven't they been dropping episodes at midnight?
Midnight
Right.
Pacific time, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this is at night. Oh, so maybe that's 9. Oh no, it's at 9 p.m. So unless it's like 9 p.m. Pacific time, West Coast time, and that means actually means midnight. All right. We will leave it right there. However you need to, maybe you have a guy friend you guys could go Netflix and chill and watch it. You just need to figure it out,
Right.
okay?
Okay.
Because
I'll
by the
report back soon.
yeah we have to discuss this. I'll make sure Brandon and JQ are caught up too, because it's some real funny coming up in the next episode. All right, for Romney, for myself, we hope to talk to you guys sometime next week. See ya.